Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right. Today is going to be a good day. It's going to be a little breezy, not like yesterday. And it's going to be a little chilly, so you'll need a jacket today.
There's great baseball.
Down
at Schwab, so I don't know if the wind is blowing out.
Is it going to be windy?
That could be Dingerville.
Yeah.
They play the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers.
Okay, that's
They're a College World Series winner.
Yeah, they are. Creighton's doing so good. Our buddy's grandson is the pitcher, and he's been starting a lot of these games this year because of injuries.
You need to go down to our game.
I know.
You're talking about VTOC.
Yeah, VTOC.
Did you see they announced immediately they can start serving beer at Husker baseball games?
How crazy was that?
Really?
Because they had issues with the salt dogs. You know, I think we were trying to figure out how to do it. Financially, what you know, revenue wise,
yeah, they got the spigots.
Yeah.
They got beer for Salt Dogs. So, and then so I think they're gonna do booze with most of the cool sports except football. We'll wait and see, but I bet you football's next.
Yes, that would be fantastic. And it's funny because
I mean, if you go to baseball, though, I'm just saying, if you go to a Creighton game or a Husker game, gotta have a beer.
You got
to. If you're a baseball game, you gotta have a beer.
Absolutely,
it's just sort of like right there with like a hot dog. I mean, even I'm not like that big of a hot dog person, but there's something about
ballpark beer and a dog.
You gotta have ballpark beer and dog.
Isn't that funny that it doesn't even matter if the dog's good or not? I mean, it's just something about it.
You know, it really doesn't. It's just like the air. I don't know what it is.
I don't know
like,
what it is.
You're
either.
Outside. You're like, you know what I need is encased meat.
And then I also have to have beer. Have a box of popcorn or some sort too.
Yeah.
You like the salty?
Yeah, I like it all. I'll just eat it all. The only thing I won't get is a burger because it takes too long.
Block 16 yesterday had a hot dog as their specialty.
Oh, they did.
That's that restaurant downtown 16th and Harney. You know, they always have special stuff. Uh-huh. But they had a hot dog.
Really?
Normally it's like
what
fancy.
What was on it?
Some insane, fanciest hot dog you've ever seen.
Which is awesome.
I almost went.
Like, I brought my cousin lunch the other day, and I sent him the menu from the place that I was going to bring him because he's laid up, and he ordered, I'd never seen it. It's called a Maxwell Street.
I've never heard of that.
A Polish sausage with caramelized onion, like grilled onions and yellow mustard.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
I know. And I'd never heard. I was like, how have I never even heard of this before? He's like, yeah, it's always my go-to.
Maxwell Street. Okay.
It's called a Maxwell Street. Yeah. I mean, and I was like, oh,
Maxwell
okay.
Street Polish.
Yeah,
really?
Maxwell Street Polish. The onions, any grilled onions, you have my attention. Like, anytime you start grilling onions and putting it on burgers or any of that kind of stuff, or even steaks. Like, if you get a steak and they've got, like, caramelized onions, you're like, oh, my God. Okay.
We got to get down to a Creighton game.
We do.
What they've got on the menu.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we pull it up? Are we able, like, do they have it where it's, like, TD Ameritrade and you can see what you're going to get before you go to the ballpark? Sometimes they have that stuff.
Yeah,
that
we have to look it up and figure it out.
They usually unveil that big menu for College World Series.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's always, like, the ta-da! The 700-pound thing of tater tot nachos that you got to eat. You have to have 16 friends.
Polish sausage, the Maxwell House sounds good for breakfast.
That's only 2 months away, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Series, so I'm sure they're starting to curate that.
Tickets, I think, are going on sale if they already haven't already. But it'll be here in a minute. All right, we got to get to what's trending. What's coming up, Molly?
So we got an update on the crossroads, and buddy, it's going to be a hole in the ground for a little bit longer.
Oh, really? All right, that's next.
Here's what's trending.
So the update for the crossroads project at 72nd and Dodge. We might not even see them get started on anything.
Why is that?
2025.
What's happening? Is
money.
Money. Okay. Yeah. You know.
Money.
It's...
They've got a new ownership team.
Okay.
And now
it got hung up. Remember when building materials went through
building
the
materials
roof.
Are stupid, man.
Remember, so all the construction, a lot of the projects stopped until prices came down, and
Jeff, it was a lack of supply too. I mean, there was a time during COVID when if you would go into just something as simple as Home Depot, all the wood was gone.
All the wood was gone.
All the wood was gone. Yeah, so.
So now it's just a lonely, it's a kick-ass Target.
Yeah, it is.
That is just so, it's such a blight-looking thing, though. Like, it's just middle of town, it's just
Was the crossroads that good looking?
Spooky parking garage.
Dead mall, pile of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about even.
It
eventually will be finished.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, but they're saying like 2027.
That's okay. We got plenty of time. It'll get done. It's like the one in La Vista, too. That one, same deal, took forever and still not done, but it's getting there. It's just, I guess people just don't realize how much work is involved when doing this stuff, especially finance.
They're also asking for additional TIF money, which is another one where you're like, how much more money do you want for your hole in the ground?
Everybody gets that TIF.
Everybody gets that sweet
tax increment financing.
Mm-hmm.
So the total cost of the project has increased from like $500 million to $861 million. So it's getting up there to almost $300 million.
Okay.
You're like, and it's still going to be mixed use, retail, housing, entertainment, office, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I guess today there's going to be a public hearing and they're going to be like, more please, more money. A new consumer report is finding that some fruits and vegetables have an unhealthy amount of pesticides. So they found that some fresh, frozen, canned, non-organic fruits and vegetables could contain levels of pesticides that we would see, like, not in the good, healthy range.
I mean, you can't wash it off. It's, like, in it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Typically, frozen strawberries, imported and domestic green beans tested high for pesticides, even samples labeled organic. Because that's another one. Like, people are like, well, fine, I'll just go ahead and buy organic. They're like, eh. That's even been kind of weird. They said that some of the highest levels of pesticides were found in produce imported into the United States. So this is stuff that we're bringing in.
How inefficient is that, though?
I always thought that, too.
Right? I mean, it must be cheaper. They figured out a way to save a buck. But, I mean, you know, a green economy.
They just said
we're bringing in stuff you can grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing in that you can grow. A lot of our fruits and vegetables come from Mexico, too. I only know that because I was at Walmart and everything was, nothing was stocked up good. A lot of stuff was gone. And it was during a storm. And one of the workers there said, that storm delayed our deliveries from Mexico. And I was like, oh, I didn't have any idea.
They have to tell you the origin.
Yeah.
So, like, if you look on your fruits and vegetables, they'll tell you where it's from. And it usually is something like Mexico or maybe like Central America. But still, it's just, it's crazy how much we rely on.
Well, I think we should all be eating local. I guess it sounds like a hippie suddenly, but.
But we should, absolutely.
You know, well, and it's also
eat what grows around here.
Yeah. I mean, what grows around here, you're right. I mean, like bananas, you obviously can't grow here.
But it's also eat seasonal, right? I mean, like the idea that we have this expectation of having things that we want to eat, even when it's like impossible, like. It's winter, like, right? Like, so the fact that you want peaches or something, it's like, well, it's not peach season. Like, that's the other thing is that with the global economy and trading, we've gotten accustomed to having whatever we want, whenever we want.
Yeah, I want peaches. Peaches, peaches, peaches. I haven't had a peach in a long time.
Oh, my God. I love the fur on the peach skin. How weird is that?
Fuzz, not
when
fur.
Was the last time you had a peach?
It's been a while. But I always do this. I will pick up the peach and rub it on my face.
And then put it back.
Isn't that weird?
When he's at Walmart.
How weird is that? That is a weird thing that I do. Don't put it past me. If it was legal to do that, I probably would.
Do you take an apple and rub it on your chest?
Sometimes.
And your breast for a second and then take a bite?
Sometimes
shine
I do.
It all up?
Just for fun. You know, just for fun. But, all right, so what are we supposed to do? Just wash our stuff? Is that the
thing? Yeah, I mean,
saying?
I think it's just, you know, it's like another one of those things, like, we keep talking about pesticides keep circling back in. I don't know if this is them, like, grooming us to understand that, like, this is bad. We need to, like, do better.
Yeah, I know. But,
I'm looking up something that's called a pawpaw, otherwise known as a Husker banana.
Where do you get this?
That's
Husker
what I wanted to know. Like, what's a Nebraska banana? It sounds like slang.
I don't think we have any banana trees.
So that's a pawpaw. I'm curious. Where you get a pawpaw from? I've never seen that before. I need to go to the
pawpaw on trees and. Along the Missouri River bluffs, along Odo County, Nebraska.
Really? And that's our version of like a banana. Ugh.
Does it look like I got to look it up.
You know, like
up.
If you just learn to eat local.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Just eat the stuff off the trees. There's probably no pesticide on those, right? I mean,
well,
you know, like your Bear Grylls.
Well,
you know,
sure, they still do stuff for the trees. God, would that, really? That's a pawpaw. It looks gross.
A Husker banana. Yeah, yeah. You want a Husker banana? Because I got one.
I mean, I always think of just like us as apples, right?
Yeah.
Well, apples to apples like crazy.
Husker bananas.
You want a Husker banana?
Because I'll give it to you.
Okay. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift. Channel 94.1 and Funplex Water Park and Rides are sending you to London to see Taylor.
She friends with your friends. Is she good in bed? Do you think about her? No, I'm fine. It doesn't matter. Tell me. Is she easygoing? Never controlling. Well traveled, well read.
There. All right, so I guess we have to start washing our vegetables more. Do you guys if you guys get vegetables like mushrooms and stuff like that, and it says you need to wash, do you wash them? Because those are one things I don't wash for some stupid reason.
You're not
I don't
supposed
know
to
why.
Wash mushrooms. You're supposed to towel them off.
Yeah, they get all soggy.
Oh.
Yeah.
You take a damp paper towel and you rub them.
Okay.
That's how you get the dirt off. You're not supposed to soak them because they're spongy.
Yeah. Okay, that's why I've never washed them, because I figured it would get all slimy. So, okay, I just eat them the way they are, dirt and all.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, they freak me out, because they're just, like, so dirty.
I don't know. I mean, if they come prepackaged,
absolutely.
Whoever the ones I get, they got the cellophane on it.
I still
they're not all dirty.
Sometimes you see some dirt on them, but it's not like it's, I don't know, I just always thought that that's part of the gig. If you eat mushrooms, you're going to have a little dirt on them.
I don't know, but it's an exciting conversation.
Well, I got
that
more.
I don't think Americans
are ready
spend
for.
Enough time
are you
on.
Ready for this?
Are you washing your mushrooms?
I want to know more about your Nebraska banana and where you get that thing
the
at.
The pawpaw.
You know, because that would be interesting. I wouldn't mind trying to find one. I tried it. They don't have them at the store. I just looked it up, and, yeah, I couldn't find it. The pawpaw, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where I don't know where you would buy that. That seems like I didn't even realize.
I just thought it was going to be a dirt, you know, like a slang word, a Nebraska banana.
You're like, okay, what's this going to mean?
Mm-hmm. What would be, you know, what is indigenous to Nebraska and Iowa? Obviously, corn.
Yeah, corn.
Apples.
I think corn is almost like candy, man. I feel like it's almost like dessert.
Yeah,
corn. I just had the first sweet corn of the season, man.
Oh, did you really?
So good, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty seasonable.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was doing that for the wild. I would cook it and then take the kernels off and put them in a bag and freeze them. And
yeah, we don't need to know that.
Yeah, great, Dad.
These are the things that you should keep to yourself.
We've been having a roaring debate at my house because...
Oh, no, what is it? What is it?
Because the kids are like... Like, my husband's like, corn's a vegetable. I was like, not really. Like, it's one of those what's a vegetable type of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole idea of, like, potatoes are vegetables. I was like, potatoes are starches.
Well,
I
they mean, said that they're going to reclassify the potato and not call it a vegetable anymore or
yeah,
some sort like
not.
That.
It's not. It's one of those.
It's not a fruit.
It's a fake vegetable. It's a tuber. But my point
it's not
is
a tuba.
It's not a tuba. But my husband has like the vegetable intelligence of like a grade schooler. So he's always stuff like ketchup count. Like, you know what I mean? Like ketchup, corn, potatoes. You're like, none of those
ketchup.
Would cover. Like, that is just never, none of that is a vegetable.
What do you mean that's not? Corn's a vegetable.
No, it's a grain.
Oh, I guess I never really, I'm with Peter then. I never really thought of it
No,
like
I mean,
that.
I'm like, you know what's a vegetable? Broccoli's a vegetable. Asparagus, green beans. You want to have some of that? Carrots, those are vegetables.
Corn's a grain,
botanically
okay.
speaking, corn is a fruit.
There you go. Why would that be listed as a fruit? Because it's above ground?
It's produced from the flower or the ovary of the corn plant.
Mm-hmm.
The ovary of the corn plant. Okay.
There's a thing about stuff having seeds and whether that designates it as like a fruit or a vegetable. It's and it's not coming to me right now what the designation is. But that's one of the things where tomatoes are fruits.
Tomatoes are fruits. I didn't know mm-hmm. that. Okay. I'm with Pete. I'm dumb about that stuff. I never considered corn to be, I know it's a grain. It could be used as a grain. I never really thought of it as classifying it as a grain.
Oh, it is such a, that's such sense a to fringe call it vegetable. That's like that's a softball vegetable. I mean, that is one of those like a corn. You're like, uh-huh. Eat some salad.
Was there anything bad about corn?
No.
It's not that it's bad. It's just if you're trying to designate it, if you're trying to use it in the, this is my, you know, like, you know how they tell you you're supposed to have so many fruits and vegetables a day? It doesn't digest,
right, or something? Yeah.
Oh. And if you're counting that as your vegetable, I'm like,
You're a corn snob.
Yeah, she is.
I love corn. I love corn, too. But I also eat vegetables.
Like corn snob right in the heartland.
Yeah, this is weird. This is a weird conversation. I'm turning my back on you today.
I love corn, but I don't count it as a vegetable. I know if I'm having corn, I still need to have like kale or I need to have some spinach or some roughage or something.
Roughage. That's okay. Right.
I mean, but like collar, like greens of some sort. I think peppers are considered fruits.
Anyone in your family gone along with your kale obsession?
No. He was making fun of me the other day.
You do it once and that's it. You're like, ugh.
I made a friend of ours has a company called, is part owner in a company called Maine Grains up in Maine. And they, I got this dried bean mixture. And so I made this chicken sausage, bean, kale, and carrot soup.
Was it good?
Like, why do you do it? It was delicious. But he's like, good. Look. He's like, look at you, kale. I'm like, why?
And the whole family ate it up. They dug it.
No, nobody but me ate it. I had to give some to the neighbors. It made like a total.
I don't think that's a win.
No, it's not. Kale. I went on a kale kick for like two times.
I love kale.
It's like, and when I mean two times, I mean 2 days in a row, and that was the end of it. I started like Molly started throwing it in soup because you know the flavor is just.
I love
kale. Don't you have to have one other person on board if you cook and you say it was delicious? Like, if everyone else is throwing it out and you had to go neighbors. To a stranger.
Neighbors.
No, but neighbors, like, and I was like, hey, weird lady again. I mean, and that was the thing, is that, you know, the neighbors are the ones we visited in Maine.
I never eat food from my neighbors.
They're like, she's coming over.
We exchange food all the time.
They see you walking out the back door with a pot. Uh-oh.
Leftovers.
She's coming. Can she come? Turn out the light. Oh, it's too late. Dingo.
No, because...
Holy moly!
She's barefoot.
I gave them soup, and they gave me back my dishes from when I made Guinness Irish stew for them.
All right. Listen, I don't know why I wouldn't eat from my neighbors. I don't know why. I just don't know them well enough, I guess. If they brought me over soup, I'd be like,
we're in
all right.
A COVID bubble together. We cooked together all the time. Okay. We spent Christmas Eve with them. I mean, we do
buddies.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, okay. We do a lot of stuff with them. It'd be like me giving you guys food.
Yeah. I don't know you well enough.
You're going to go to me giving you food, Mr. Jeff,
I eat garbage. How eat garbage? We got a break.
Party and I come in. We each have a Tupperware container for you.
Uh huh. For Jeff.
For Jeff.
Uh huh.
Who do you trust more?
Jeff. Trust me.
Whose kitchen do you trust more, Jeff?
Me.
Well, I haven't had much of your food, and Party's had a pretty good track record of bringing in food. So, I mean, I'd take them both.
I'm just saying. Commented on his kitchen.
I won.
I want to show you my Maine grain.
I want to see your Nebraska banana. Go get something that. Get that going. We gotta get to what's trending. What's up?
Tattoo trends. Big Party Show.